Mark 16. And the Sabbath being now past, Mary of Magdala, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome, bought aromatic spices, that they might come and embalm him. And very early on the first day of the week they come to the sepulchre, the sun having risen. And they said to one another, "Who shall roll us away the stone out of the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they see that the stone has been rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right, clothed in a white robe. And they were amazed and alarmed. But he says to them, "Be not alarmed. Ye seek Jesus, the Nazarene, the crucified one. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they had put him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him, as he said to you." And they went out, and fled from the sepulchre, and trembling and excessive amazement possessed them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he had risen very early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdala, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. She went and brought word to those that had been with him, who were grieving and weeping. And when these heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, they disbelieved it. And after these things he was manifested in another form to 2 of them as they walked, going into the country. And they went and brought word to the rest, neither did they believe them. Afterwards, as they lay at table, he was manifested to the 11, and reproached them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world, and preach the glad tidings to all the creation. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that disbelieves shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow those that have believed. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they should drink any deadly thing, it shall not injure them. They shall lay hands upon the infirm, and they shall be well." The Lord, therefore, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they, going forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word by the signs following upon it.